And you can see the that same refrain in verses 5 and 11 of Psalm 42 in Psalm 43 at the end in verse 5. So you can be thinking about that. Psalm 43, here once again, God's holy and inspired word. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man, for you are the God of my strength. Why do you cast me off? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? O send out your light and your truth. Let them lead me. Let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy, and on the harp I will praise you, O God my God. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. Just a few comments on this psalm. You might remember from the last psalm of the month, Psalm 42, which this is most likely a continuation of, that the psalmist, who is most likely David, is in exile, quite possibly from on the run from his son Absalom. And he has made his way up to the mouth of the Jordan River where it starts, where these waterfalls are coming down. And there's the hill Mizar upon which David is on. And he's longing to go back to the worship God in the tabernacle, to be able to worship God. Remember, he longed to go with the throng, with the multitude, to go up to the house of God at these times in the year where there were these feasts unto the Lord. But there is something new brought in at the beginning of this psalm, Psalm 43, and he asks God to vindicate him. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. For he has been falsely accused. He's on the run, and he has been in exile. And there are these enemies around him. And now it could be the enemies of those who are a part of Absalom, those who are usurping David's rightful authority and right to the throne. Or it could be some of the other surrounding nations taunting him as well. But that word, ungodly nation, in verse 1 could also be people. And actually in the ESV it's translated as people. And so he's asking for vindication from these ungodly people who are taunting him and asking him, where is your God now? But David, here in verse 3 of Psalm 43, says, send out your light and your truth, let them lead me. And obviously this is a reference to the Word of God, that God would send out his light and his truth, and that it would dispel the darkness of the lies and the deception that had been spread about David. But it's also a reference to the fact that David wants the truth to prevail, that those who are opposed to him would be overthrown, and that David would be reinstalled in his right, in his place, in his throne as king. And then he says, once the truth comes forth and the darkness and the deception is dispelled, he will be able to go back to the tabernacle. He says in verse 3, let them bring me to your holy hill and to your tabernacle, and then I will go to the altar of God, to God my exceeding joy. And he says, on the harp, I will praise you again, O God, my God. And we know that David was gifted by God to play the harp, not just as an average person would play the harp, but he was gifted to play the harp prophetically by the power of the Spirit. And then we have that same refrain in verse 5 from Psalm 42. Why are you cast down, O my soul? Why are you disquieted within me? He is stirring himself up to remember God's goodness, to remember God's faithfulness, to remember the calling that God has placed upon him. He's the anointed king, and he will go back to worship God once again with God's people. Now, if we were to bring some application, we can think about how, especially the life of Christ, how Christ was vindicated at his resurrection. And the nation and the people, especially of Israel, were against him, mocking him. They crucified Christ, and Christ was vindicated in the day of his resurrection. And we can think also of how the light and the truth have gone out because of that work and ministry of Christ. And that light and truth has dispelled the darkness that surrounded the nations. And now the Great Commission was able to be declared by Christ, go into all the nations. And the light and the truth have dispelled the darkness wherever the gospel has gone. And as we sing this song, we can be praying, thinking about the vindication of Christ, but we can also say, vindicate me, O God. Yes, we're justified in time and in history, declared righteous, but there is coming a day when Christ returns, when all of God's people will be vindicated publicly in the sight of all those who persecuted them, who ridiculed them, who made fun of them, those who martyred them. And we could be praying, vindicate me, O God. And that's what we're praying in this psalm. Vindicate me, O God. And we're praying, let your light and your truth go forth. What a wonderful psalm this is to sing. And we can be reminded that this will happen. We will join in the throng of all of God's saints when Christ returns. And we don't need to be cast down in our soul. When we think upon the enemies of God's people, we think about the wickedness in our nation. But vindication will happen, and the truth will prevail. So with those thoughts in mind, let us take up our book of Psalms for singing, our blue psalters, and turn to Psalm 43, and we'll be singing the B selection, Psalm 43, B. Oh, vindicate me, plead my cause against a thankless nation, God. From him who works deceitfully to bring about his unjust ends. Now grant deliverance to me. You are the God who gives me strength. Wonderful psalm. Let's stand together and sing Psalm 43, the B selection. Da 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 da. Oh, vindicate me, plead my cause against a thankless nation, God. From him who works deceitfully to bring about his unjust ends. Now grant me deliverance to me. You are the God who gives me strength. Why have you now abandoned me, grieving, oppressed by enemies? Send out your light and truth to me, that they may clearly guide my way, to lead me to your holy hill and to your dwelling places there. Then I will to God's altar go, to God the greatest of my joys. With harp I'll praise you, God, my God. My soul, why so
cast down, disturbed. Hope now in God, I'll praise Him still. He is my help, He is my God.